Toronto Mobile.
U Mobile and Monitoring.
Monitoring for W2T Mobile.
Yeah, here, talk to me.
Talk to you. But you know good, you staying out of trouble?
And I'm headed over to my dad's house to help load a tree up.
He cut down.
It's a pecan tree. We're going to load it up onto a trailer so he can take it and get it sawn into boards.
Ah, that's some pretty wood. That's some pretty wood, too.
Rusty?
Go up to the grocery store and pick up a few items I needed and get some stuff I was out of and just getting it. And now I'm headed back to the house.
Make sure you got them vittles.
Oh, yeah. Well, thing about it is, I was yesterday, I had got my COVID shot Friday, and it and I did not do a whole lot of grieving. I mean, got my COVID shot Thursday night, I did not, I got maybe 2 hours sleep all night. I mean, I was good with it until about 10:30, and then all of a sudden, chills, headache, fever, muscle aches, joint aches, you know, and I took what they recommended I take for it, and I didn't get much sleep overnight. Then I have to find a bottle of ibuprofen yesterday morning, and so I was able to take a couple of those, and that helped out, and I took a couple of days, so, you know, it's getting better, but I had a reaction, and this is just to the first shot.
Person and I don't think they have enough data behind the vaccines for me to take it.
Got a lot more than you think. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, and I've had the virus already once. I don't want to have it again. That's miserable. And you know, so, and it seems to be working. All the folks that are taking it, and, you know, and some have different reactions to it. Some people have no reaction at all. I got a friend down in Florida. He's had both first and second shot. Except for a little tiny spot on his arm that was, you know, had a little bit of fever and where his second shot was, he's had no reaction at all to it. And several other folks, some have reacted to the first shot, some have reacted to the second shot. And some, you know, it's like I got one friend from the church, he reacted a little bit to the first shot, and no reaction at all to the second one, so go figure.
Well, I pray that you're able to get over everything and it works out for you.
Well, it's just like, basically, it's like I had a very late case of what I had before. And all, because I had it. I was diagnosed with having it, and I did my 14 days of quarantine, you know, all that good stuff. So I followed through on everything, and you know, it come out. And all. Of course, my immune system has been really wanked up here over the last 6 months or so, because having the gallbladder pulled out in first of October, and then the coronavirus in January, and everything. So, you know, my system has been put through the ringer the last 6 months. So, anyway, but I'm getting better. I'm feeling better today, and all. But the thing I'm wondering about is how well Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is going to be, because it's going to be a one-shot-only vaccine.
The flu shot's normally only one shot, so there you go, KK4FTU Mobile.
I'm wondering how bad it's going to affect people just having a single shot, because actually the way they get it, when you get the two shots, you get a third of the vaccine that you're supposed to get in the first shot and two-thirds of it in the second shot. And, you know, and now that, and then they're going to put it all in one shot. It will be interesting to see. Anyway, well, I'm about back to the house here, and I'm going to go inside, and I got me a chicken breast to eat for lunch from Publix, and it's back here in the back of the car, and it's smelling good, so I'm going to go in and have that. You take it easy, and we'll catch you later. KK4FTU, W2T, 73s.
73s. Rusty, you have a good one, and we'll talk at you later. KK4FTU Mobile.